Welcome to the next day of the Winter Feast for the Soul. Here in the studio, out in the world, wherever you might be, wearing a lobster shirt. Perfect. Let's take a moment to settle into our seat, feeling the body on your seat, feet on the floor, seat on the seat. Take a moment to just arrive, however you are. And continuing our conversation and reflection about moral conduct, this will be our last day on moral conduct. We'll move on to patience tomorrow. That's coming attractions. But before we leave ethical conduct, I wanted to invite you to consider forgiveness. Because it's not if we sort of trip ourselves up or make mistakes or unintentionally hurt or create harms with speech or action. It's when we do, because we're human. And so really bringing to mind forgiveness for ourselves, for others, and leaning into that ability to soften our hearts and let go of the harms as best we can in a skillful manner, of course. And remembering that the inherent power of forgiveness is to unhook ourselves. To remember to unhook ourselves. I was at a talk once that Tara Brach, the psychologist and meditation teacher, gave once about forgiveness. And she said, forgiveness doesn't always mean that you have that person in your life going forward. We have to have good boundaries. So sometimes forgiveness is stepping back from a situation that continues to be harmful. But we unhook ourselves. So we can unhook ourselves from the harms that other people do to us, but we can also unhook ourselves from the mistakes that we make. And give ourselves a chance to do things differently. So letting forgiveness and the softening of our hearts towards ourselves and towards others be the ground of your practice today. So shifting to the formal practice, again, taking your seat with the sense of ground, feeling the sense of support, warmth from the earth, being held, feeling all the ways in which your body is being supported by the chair or cushion, and using that ground to help you lean into softening your heart, relaxing and opening. And then from that ground, feeling the length of your back so that you're upright but not rigid. Connecting to your natural human dignity and worthiness. Allowing the shoulders to be relaxed so there's a sense of opening or softening in front. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it. And allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and joy and support of our practice together.